Good morning, 8:45. It is 19 degrees, and he is the youngest person ever elected to Roanoke City Council at 25 years old. Fajon Nash, sworn in last week, was on the dais for his first city council meeting earlier this week, and he's live in studio with WFIR anchor, senior reporter, and me live this morning. Fajon, nice to meet you, and thank you for coming by.
Yeah, no problem. Nice to meet you, too, and thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. And as we get started here, Fajon, you campaigned for this job, first for the Democratic primary, then in the general election. So what was going through your mind when the public meeting finally came to order on Tuesday?
Yeah. You know, it was over a year of my life. You know, I campaigned for over a year. I put the work in for over a year. And just sitting there on the dais, I made my first motion, and I described it as when you finally get into your first football game and the coach gives you the play, you're trying to run it into the huddle, and you're just saying it in your head because you don't want to mess it up. But it was really cool. It was really cool.
And you played by the way, I'm Gene Moreno. I left my name out of the intro. Sorry about that. You played running back and linebacker in football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, with what you're doing now and working as a team with city council, do you see anything that from football you can bring to that as far as collaboration or teamwork or whatever?
Yeah. You know, most definitely. One thing I learned playing football is you're not going to like all your teammates, but at the end of the day, you're a team. At the end of the day, you're all working towards the same goal, and that's to win games. You know, you're all sweating out in the heat together. And so, you know, you're going through those hell weeks, those two-a-days, the
right.
County fairs. And so, you know, so, yeah, I learned a lot. And even on a campaign trail, I would be knocking some days and it would be so hot. And I'm like, man, when I wrestled, I remember putting on a sauna suit and like killing myself trying to cut weight. And I'm like,
I should have just run for office.
Knocking these doors is nothing compared to that.
Yeah, right. It's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about briefly, Fajon, some of the things that what were your core issues when you campaigned for that year?
You know, my core issues and all my issues were based on things that I heard from the citizens, because prior to running, I worked for Delegate Rasul as his community outreach liaison. And so I went to all the active neighborhood association meetings and all types of meetings all around the city. And I would keep him in the loop about what's going on. And when I decided to run, it was Evan Springs.
Sure.
It was gun violence. It was the opioid crisis and how we have an issue now mainly with fentanyl. And then also economic development for parts of our city like Southeast and Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I've talked to like Bernadette Lark about Evan Spring and all mm-hmm. that. You know, especially Southeast and Northwest, where, you know, to me, you have like two quadrants of the city that are undervalued, under diamonds in the rough. But how do you convince people, especially in Northwest, where there's a long history of distrust with Roanoke? How do you convince them that, look, we need to build more affordable housing here? You know, there's a development being proposed for Bullitt Avenue in Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
There's already going to be opposition for that. The Fallon Belmont Park neighborhood meeting doing Tuesday to talk about it.
Yeah.
How do you convince people, Fajon, that, you know, look, I understand there may be a little more traffic or whatever, but we got to put people in homes that they can afford. I mean, are you ready to take that step up and say, you know, there are going to be times on city council, not to get philosophical, where you might have to show leadership to council and make decisions that are not going to make everybody happy.
Yeah. You know, I think that when you're talking about the mistrust citizens have, you know, especially in Northwest specifically, I think it's, you know, always valid to make sure that you make them feel like their mistrust is valued, right? Like a lot of their mistrust is built on the past. It's built off things that our council decades ago did do, right? And actions they did take. And so I can understand their mistrust in us even now. And so we have to listen. We have to communicate. We need to keep them involved in the process, keep the process transparent, because, you know, you just come out of nowhere and I just say, hey, we're going to build this. It's, you know, X 100 units, blah, 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 blah. Here you go. You're going to be standing there like, what in the world? You know, versus if I come to your door and I say, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. I want to get your input from day one. You feel involved. You feel like a stakeholder. And so you have a different attitude towards the project.
You know, because that's something you hear a lot. I'm talking to Fajon Nash, one of the three new members of Roanoke City Council. You know, you hear, well, I didn't know anything about this. And you know, just being here in the media, we get news releases, that type of thing, and we see the agenda online, but there's still a lot of people who don't feel, Fajon, that they're getting all the information they need from City Council. Is there anything that you think that can change, or that you might bring to it, or maybe that people of your generation, you're 25, they don't get as tuned into the day-to-day stuff, but they need to.
Yeah.
So is there anything you think you guys can do to get information out to people more?
Yeah, you know, I think there's various strategies that I would like to use. Number one, I would like us to have, you know, a more robust communications and community engagement department. The folks we have currently, you know, they're great, but they need more resources. They need more staff. And, you know, so I think that's going to be step one. Step two, for our younger folks, I think we need to explore more short form media. So we need to focus more on TikToks. We need to focus more on getting a, you know, City Council Instagram page, not just a city Instagram page, but a, you know, Roanoke City Council Instagram page. Stuff
they
like that.
They don't have that now?
Mm-mm,
okay.
We do not. And then for our older folks, you know, when we're campaigning for office, we go door to door and engage with the citizens and talk to them and ask for their vote. We get elected, and oftentimes they don't see us again for another 4 years. And so if we can knock on your door to get your vote, we can knock on your door to keep you engaged or let you know about a development, a rezoning, or whatever, you know, the topic at hand may be that's coming directly to your neighborhood.
Now we're talking to Fajon Nash, one of the newest members of City Council. You, Terry McGuire, and Nick Hagan, you all sort of represent a younger and kind of a new perspective maybe on City Council. What kind of influence you think you might guys have? All three of you guys were in, endorsed by that Voice PAC that mm-hmm. wants to see more money spent on outdoor amenities, finish the Greenway, maybe reopen Roanoke County Campground.
Yeah.
All you guys are kind of on the younger side compared to some of the other members. What do you think you might bring to that? And would you like to see more money for outdoor amenities?
Yeah. You know, I would like to see more money for outdoor amenities, most definitely. You know, nature is instinctual for humans. I can only speak for myself, but anytime I'm, you know, at Carvin's Cove fishing, you know, or, you know, hiking somewhere or camping somewhere and you're just out there in nature, it's kind of serene and like, Tums for your soul. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that.
But so I definitely want to make sure we're doing what we can to protect our, you know, our nature, which is why, you know, why I have my position that I do on Evans Springs and what that can be developed into.
Do you support any kind of development of Evans Springs?
I support socially conscious housing development and small scale commercial development, just enough to provide the citizens some, you know, basic amenities. And so that's what I feel. You know, I don't want to see a big box store. I don't want to see, you know, a shopping strip. I don't want to see a ton of, you know, various developments popping up in various, you know, large single family neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see all of that. Right. But, you know, in our reality, Northwest is the area that we just mentioned earlier that gets overlooked for a lot of development opportunities. And so, you know, if we do have someone that comes to us and says, hey, I want to develop this area, okay, but we need to do that wisely and very consciously. And so there's a lot of avenues I want to explore to make sure that happens. But what's you know, been voted on in the past and what's currently in the comprehensive plan, I do not support.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's 8:53, visiting this morning with one of the newest members of Roanoke City Council, and that is Fajon Nash. Gene touched on it a minute ago, Fajon, some affordable housing being a hot button issue here. Case in point, the 155 affordable housing units being proposed in Southeast Roanoke on land the Rescue Mission owns. Opposition to that proposal is brewing. The Fallon Park, Belmont City will be meeting Tuesday night at the library. They'll talk about it. So, Fajon, how do you convince people that getting more people into affordable housing and out of homelessness in some cases is the better good?
Yeah. You know, I think, like I just said earlier about when people have, you know, mistrust or they're in opposition to something, oftentimes when you look at it from an honest point of view, a lot of it's valid sometimes, right? And what we've seen in the past is affordable housing developments built, and we've seen no management, you know, post them being built, right? And the ribbons cut, everyone moves in. We see, you know, poor management. We see poor investment, continued investment. We see the buildings fall apart oftentimes because their funding sources are so, you know, come and go when you're talking about, you know, tax, you know, affordable tax credits and grant opportunities and this and that. It's not very steady streams of income that, you know, that flows into affordable housing projects. And so I think that as a city, it's our job as a council to make sure that, you know, the folks that are developing it have a sustainable plan to maintain this facility, and that we also have a robust code enforcement department.
Which has always been a bone to pick with a lot of people, that
code enforcement.
Right. That the landlords are not, their feet aren't held to the fire, that of thing.
100%. And like I say, they're right. You know, you go into a lot of high rental areas in our city, you know, particularly in Northwest, which is over 50% rental. In Southeast, I don't know if Southeast is 50% rental or more, but I would assume it's probably close to it. And you see these neighborhoods, and it does look, you know, it does not look the best. And that's because the landlords oftentimes aren't held to a standard. And we don't have, you know, our code enforcement department, they try their best with what they have, but they need more staff. They need more resources. They need, you know, our code, our charter, whatever, needs to have more teeth in it to hold people, you know, really, really responsible. And so I feel like we as a council need to evaluate all those factors around this project. Because I think when you strip all the nuances away from it, I think every human wants another human to have a place to live that's of good standard and good quality.
Mm-hmm.
But I think how it's done and how it's presented is the issue that people, you know, take offense to.
All right, we talk with Fajon Nash, just sworn in the city council, all of 25 years old. I only have a couple minutes left. I do want to touch on the fact that you were appointed as the city council liaison to the Gun Violence and Prevention Commission. There's been some turmoil there, you know, in the last couple of years. People leaving the commission, accusations that the grants the commission got were not being spent efficiently. What role do you see, Fajon, in the Gun Violence Prevention Commission in bringing down the numbers? What do you see the role? Or do you see maybe that role evolving for the commission?
You know, I think, honestly, I can't say too much right now because I've not really sat in an official capacity on the meeting. And so I don't know what plans they have in place. I don't know exactly in what direction they're shifting. I just know that a lot of the issues that, you know, were found, you know, from whether it's the audit and the suggestions that came out of that with, you know, the reporting system on like, hey, we gave you money, what did you do with it now? You know, that's been fixed. Council representatives are non-voting members, so I won't have a vote. It's two council members, so another one will be joining alongside me. Mm-hmm. Whoever chooses to accept the mission, make a mission impossible.
Right,
what
right.
do you choose to accept? Because it's a tough mission to accept. You know, we're talking about something that everyone in the city of Roanoke cares very passionately about. And I know me personally, one reason why I accepted it without hesitation when you know Mayor Cobb brought it up to me was because, number one, I feel like I have the knowledge to do. So, right, my degree is community health. But then, two, I've lost family members to gun violence. During the gun violence wave of 2023, I lost my cousin Enoch Williams to gun violence, right? He was one of the people that lost their lives during that summer. And so, and then years before that, in 2016, I lost my cousin to gun violence. He was Jermaine Black. He passed away in the, he was the only fatality when the club Monster was shot up. A gentleman walked into the club and just started shooting. And my cousin, just a bystander, had nothing to do with the altercation at hand, was hit with a stray bullet and lost his life.
So this is kind of personal.
Yeah. So, I've seen moms and dads cry. You know, I've seen brothers and sisters mourn. You know, my family, his mom, his dad, his uncles and aunts, my cousins, they still mourn his passing. My cousin Jackie still, you know, mourns the passing of Enoch. And so working with the commission, you know, I'm going to give it everything I got, bring all my energy, all the resources I know. And I'm also going to be an advocate for the Gun Violence Prevention Commission when I'm having my conversations with council, other elected officials, particularly on our judicial side, and making sure that we're given teeth the consequences for those that do go out and perpetrate gun violence.
And we're going to have to leave it there on that note. I'd like to have you back to talk about community health maybe in the future. But Fajon Nash, a new member of Roanoke City Council, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.